A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Mem Dalet, Ksubas 44a, pagination is 87, counting up from the bottom of the page about 12 lines, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. We're dealing with a particular case mentioned in Parshas Ki Seitzei Perek Chaf Beis, in which a woman had a rusin. That means that the Kiddushin was done, but they did not yet do the Nisuin, the Chuppah, and taking her to her husband's home. So she's still officially with her father in terms of where she's living. And an accusation is levied against her that she was Mizana, that she acted immorally in this state where she's a Naira Me'orasa. The first case mentioned in the Psukim is that it turns out that he is wrong, and he was Motzi Shem Ra. He released a bad name, he stated untruthful accusations against her, and there's a special fine that he's going to have to pay. We're centering, though, on the next case, primarily, which is in Pasuk Chaf, V'emes Hoya HaDover Hazeh. And what happens if it's true? She really was Mizana, acted immorally, during the Erusin period, after the Kiddushin was done. V'yotziu es ha'na'ara al Pesach Pesavia. The Pasuk says you should take her to the entranceway of her father's house. It should be by his house. Usikaluha anche ira ba'avonim v'mesa. And they're going to give her the capital punishment of skila. Ki asusa nevola b'Yisrael. Because she's done a terrible thing amongst the Jewish people. Liznos base aviha. To act immorally while she's still in her father's house. Uviarta hara mikirbecha, and you should destroy evil from your midst. There are a number of important observations on this pasuk, and that's what our Mishnah is going to center on. Number one, she's called a naira. Now, a naira, by definition, is until the age of 12 and a half. If she's getting capital punishment, she's certainly not halachically a ketana under the age of bas mitzvah. And therefore, the case over here has to be that this occurred with a naira me'orasa between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. That's why she's called a naira, and she's subject to capital punishment. The Pasuk says, Pesach Beis Avia, it should be by the doorway of her father's house. What happens if she doesn't have a father? What happens if the father doesn't own a home? And the Mishnah will conclude that that statement is only lechatchila, but it's not the critical statement of whether or not she's going to get capital punishment. Skila. She's going to get the punishment called skila. Why skila? It's a very specific, tailor-made, focused, in terms of arayis, normally a person does not get skila. An eshes ish, a regular married woman, would be bechenek. A bas kohen, because of her illustrious lineage, if she acts immorally, she gets sreifa. It's only a naira hama'urasa that's going to get skila. And we're told it's nevala b'Yisrael, an outrage in the Jewish people, which prompts our Mishnah to disqualify the case of a giyores. If the girl converted, then she's not considered nevala b'Yisrael if when she gets older she acted in this way. It's a different violation. It's the regular violation of a married woman acting immorally, but it's not this particular nevala bi Yisrael. And the pasuk seems to conclude with what we would refer to as ta'amei hamitzvos, like giving a reason. Why is this given its own attention, its own punishment? Why is it being taken more severely than a regular terrible violation, a tragedy of a married woman acting immorally? The reason is liznos beis avia, while she's still in her father's house, she acted immorally. If we wanted to use a comparison, this is what's described about how terrible the egel, the golden calf, was, that we were just toch chupa, we had just married, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, we were just engaged in that relationship, and we turn our backs on it before it even gets started, really. And that's what happened over here, that this girl, she's just starting out marriage, you would think, at least in the beginning, her allegiance should be in place, and already she has been found setting her foot forward. She's already acting immorally, and therefore it gets its own mitzvah, its own special attention. Let's see the Mishnah. Hagiyora sheniskaira bita ima vizinsa. A woman that's converting, and her daughter converted with her. Tosfos points out, because normally you don't get an underage girl converting. It doesn't happen. The point was that her mother was converting, and she converted with. So she's considered a giyores, but we're trying to figure out the case. The case would be that her mother brought her together for gerus. Vizinsa, and now as a naira, she acted immorally. Hareza bechenek, she's going to get chenek. She's not going to get the skila prescribed in the psukim that we just did, because as I mentioned, it's not considered nevala bi Yisrael. She was not born Jewish, and therefore it's not the same type of offense that's being described. She gets regular eshes ish punishment. Ein la lo pesach besa'av v'lo me'asela. And likewise, when she gets the capital punishment, she's not going to be getting it by the doorway of her father's house. She doesn't have a father's house halachically, because she converted after birth. And she's not going to have the discussion of me'asela, the fine, if it turns out that her husband was lying. What happens if the conception was before the mother's conversion, but this girl that's in front of us, that's under discussion, was born Jewish because her mother had already converted? Harezu b'skila, then indeed she would qualify for this pasuk, which says nevala b'Yisrael, because she was born Jewish. But her father is not considered a player, because the conversion occurred after conception, and therefore she's not halachically related to the father. So the doorway of the father's house is going to be irrelevant in this case, and a payment of a fine to the father is also not going to be relevant if it turns out that the husband is lying. The Mishnah continues, Haisa harasa viledasa bikdusha. If conception and birth was bikdusha, meaning the conversion occurred before conception, harei kevas Yisrael l'chol devarel. She's considered a regular Jewish woman regarding everything. It's considered nevala b'Yisrael because she's Jewish, and her father is related to her, and therefore all things that pertain to him, Pesach Beis Avia, and the fine, if it turns out the husband is lying, are going to apply. Yesh la'av ve'ein la Pesach Beis Ha'av, if she has a father but he doesn't have a home, Yesh la Pesach Beis Ha'av ve'ein la'av, if there is a family home but her father's no longer alive. Harezu Beskila, she still qualifies for this unique section in the Torah. Lo ne'emar Pesach Beis Av ela l'mitzvah, because the words Pesach Beis Av are the proper way to do this, the punishment, but it's not a disqualify criteria. One quick observation. We were dealing in the past of a case of ones u'mefata, where an unmarried girl was having relations with somebody, either ba'ones, he was forcibly with her, or mefata, he convinced her to do it. And we pointed out that even in the age bracket of 12 to 12 and a half, where she is an adult halachically, there's still a concept of pitui. She's vulnerable, and if the man convinced her, it's considered underage. It's considered an improper convincing on his part, and even though she consented, the man is still going to have to pay the fine. Note that in this case of Naira Me'orasa, when she's actually married, I imagine this is obvious, but it deserves to be pointed out, once she's married, even if a man convinces her, we hold her responsible. Because when we were dealing with an unmarried woman, we could say he's at fault, she didn't understand the severity, or however we word it. But once she's married, it becomes a straightforward violation, and she's above bas mitzvah, and she has no excuses to blame, well, he convinced me. She's an adult, halachically, she's a married woman, and she's supposed to be responsible for her actions, and that is this case of Naira Ma'orasa, that she's held responsible if she acted immorally. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.